Billie Holiday. Probably my favorite singer to paint to. This is my second painting to Billie Holiday's music, and a few evenings before I actually painted this painting, Roland was telling me some of her early history, things I didn't know, but seem obvious in the emotion in her music, the sadness, the delivery, and the emotion in her voice is profound. In this painting, knowing that she was born to a child and abandoned by her mother, she was basically fatherless, although her father was a musician. She was a child, she would drop out from school at 10, she was raped at 11, her mother joined a brothel and prostituted Billie Holiday before she was 14 years old. She was in prison at 14, she started recording at 18. She had a life of drug abuse, drinking, and relationships with abusive men. Yet, in spite of the pain, loneliness, and sadness that she must have felt, her music, even though she encountered years of prejudice and racism, she is a singer with the most distinctive, steel-edged voice, yet somehow a voice that remains childlike and soft inside. In this painting, I portray Billie Holiday as a beautiful rose garden, and she's caged in her pain and tears. Yet, in the middle left-hand side, if you look closely, there's a lock, which I found on the ground, and I tucked it in my pocket and brought it home and was so excited to glue it into this painting, because that, to me, must have been symbolized what she must have done in order to survive. Is she just locked all that pain up and just thrived in spite of it. And interestingly enough, one of her songs that hit the pop charts was called I'm Gonna Lock My Heart.
Someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. All what we've been missing, love a man.